This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and today I am going to talk to you about exercise and dieting during the summer. I am so excited. In fact, I even took a screenshot of my progress, yay, and I can't wait to share that with you. This is podcast 202, and you will find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, and you can find more information there about some of the things I'm going to be talking about, some of the websites and links that I will give you, you can find there. So today I'm going to talk about planning, focus, accountability, and routine. I want to take a moment and thank our podcast sponsor. And today the sponsor is Media Angels. Media Angels has a brand new membership site, and I'm going to be sharing more information about that as well. So just stay tuned for that. Well, I can't wait to tell you a little bit about a trip I took. I went to pick up my daughter at college, and it was super fun. It was just the two of us. We got to, hang out, and I had not seen Annie for, quite a few months. We went to go see her at spring break when she flew to Florida. Her team did to play at a tournament here a couple hours away from where I lived. And I had not seen her in a few months. I was really excited to get to go fly to Maryland and pick her up and then drive home. But before we drove home, we had a few detours to make. And one of them was visiting some cousins in New York. And we're Italian. I don't know if you know that. But one of the things we do very well as a family is eat. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to really backslide, especially because I love some things that I can only really enjoy in New York, like that semolina bread. If you've never tasted it, it is delicious, as well as New York pizza. There just is nothing like it. And of course, some other things that my cousins were going to be making for us. And so I had lost about 10 pounds before I left, and some of it was, diet and exercise, and I've been kind of keeping you guys up on the progress of that. I haven't posted in a while about that or podcasted about that in a while, but I was doing really good and really proud of myself, and then we're going on this trip, right? So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I am going to die because first of all, I'm not going to be doing any exercising. And for another part of it, and although my cousin had all this great equipment upstairs where we stayed, so I really could have. I didn't have an excuse. But anyway, we ended up going into the city. And so my cousin's daughter my second cousin happens to go to school in Manhattan. So we took the train and went into the city, and I walked my personal best. And she said, are you guys, up to walking? And in fact, we acquired our new New York walking skills, which I thought was hysterical. But we went during the week, so it was great. And, it was almost summertime. It was in May, late May. So it wasn't really crowded. But anyway, I walked 7.5 miles, so that is my all-time personal best, and that entire week between going into the city and doing some hiking somewhere else, and then going to Virginia, and then going into D.C., we visited another family member who lives outside of D.C., and then went to a graduation later the next week. All in all, I walked my personal best. Are you ready for this? Drum roll, please. I know I'm so proud of myself, right? And I'm probably, as I talk to you, so many of you do so much better than what I did. But guys, I just was so excited because, you know, kind of in the back of my mind, I'm thinking I'm going to gain all this weight and I want to come back and report to you because I talk about, you know, dieting and exercising during the holidays or during the summer months. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But I was so excited because I had you guys, you know, even though you're not right in front of me, but just as a kind of accountability partner, because I'm going to come back and report to you sporadically. I know I wish I could do it every other week like I should, and maybe I need to put that on my list of something to do. But also that, you know, I wasn't doing this alone, because a lot of you are doing this with me, and one of them I'm going to give a shout out to Gina Glenn, who has a podcast on this network, Mommy Jammies Night. And Gina walks 7 miles a day. So she way blows me away, you know, about 7 miles a day. So I've gone on walks with her before too. When she's walking, we kind of have our phone conferences then. But anyway, my personal best was 23 miles that week. Okay, so I am so excited because it was from Monday through Sunday, and I took a screenshot of it. And I found this really cool website that I've got in the show notes. There's a couple of them, but I really like this one in particular, that you can just type in your steps and it translates it into miles. So I walked 49,069 steps, which roughly translated into 23 miles. And the way people look at it is like every 10,000 miles is between 4 to 5 miles. So the reason I'm going with the, you know, which I think is more accurate to say the 5 miles for me, is because I use an app on my phone. So sometimes I don't have my phone with me and it doesn't record every step. And in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be podcasting on the topic, and it may already be up while you're listening to this, on some of the best apps to track your progress in exercising. And I hope my family is listening to this, because I am hoping for one of these devices for my birthday that's coming up. So I don't have like a fitness tracker or, you know, something to wear on my wrist. And I really like the freebie that is on my iPhone. And I am looking into a few other ones. And the one that I use, I could pay for, but I still use the free one, and it really works well, because I keep thinking that I'm going to get, you know, one of those other fitness trackers. And my kids all have them, and I'll be talking about that in another podcast. So, you know, what I want to talk about today is four things, and the first is making a plan. Now, I knew while I was going to be gone, it was going to be very difficult to walk, but I also knew that the first day I was going to be, you know, pulling along a suitcase and walking a lot in the airport. So I knew that that day would be a really good day. Plus, I don't really like to eat a lot if I'm on a plane, or, you know, I'm not a snack kind of person. In fact, let's amend that. I do like snacks, and I love nuts and any kind of dried fruit, and I tend to stay away from that, even though it can be quote unquote a healthy snack, because it's very high in calories. So if I'm not going to do something to burn those calories, I'm not going to eat that healthy quote unquote snack. So my plan was that I was going to try to walk as much as possible while I was gone, but I knew it wasn't going to be something that was going to be a routine. So while I was trying to minimize any weight gain, I was going to look at it and say, okay, so, you know, it's going to be hot while I'm gone, although I froze in New York. There was a cold spell that went through, and it was rainy one day, and it got down to 50s, I think. but for my Florida blood, it really was freezing to me. So, you know, I knew I was going to kind of watch what I ate. So if we went to a restaurant, I was more than likely going to get something that had salad as a base to it. And I would add something like, you know, chicken or steak or something like that. And I also knew that I needed to kind of store up or plan for those times where I was going to be eating a lot. And when I say eating a lot, let me just share with you. At my cousin's house, he had this wonderful Mother's Day bash, and he was so funny because he says, you know, Father's Day is even bigger, that some this event that he does at his house. And so we ate all day. And when I say we ate all day, you know, we it was on a Sunday, so we went to church in the morning, and when we got back, you know, he asked us if we wanted breakfast, and I pretty much said no because I knew we were going to be eating all day. So as he's, you know, preparing stuff and we're hanging out in the kitchen as they're working, he and his wife are amazing, Angelo and Fran, and, you know, they're working on all these different things in antipasto and so forth and so on. And, you know, as he's rolling up things and putting them on platters, you know, his typical phrase is, here, hold this. So he's handing you some type of cold cut or cheese he's cutting, and all of it is incredibly delicious, and I just absolutely love cheese. So that was setting up, okay? And then Fran gives me, and, you know, I already told you about my downfall nuts, and she asks me to go around and put some of these little, you know, clusters of nuts in bowls and things around the house. And, you know, of course, have to eat a few of those. And, you know, just on and on. I mean, you know, it was almost the death of me when she handed me this box of chocolates. And I'm just going, you have got to be kidding me. Oh, yeah, you know, just put some of these on a plate. Well, yeah, that's not going to just happen to put them on a plate without sampling some, right? So I'm thinking, we haven't even started the real food yet. Then he had, after the antipasto came out, and everybody came over, and, you know, they like to have wine and beer and, you know, drinks out in it was actually a beautiful day that second. We got to sit out in the porch, and his backyard is absolutely gorgeous. And I'm very lucky that I don't drink. And so I didn't have to worry about consuming a whole lot of calories. But of course I did eat. So, that, you know, kind of made up for it. So, you know, we had our antipasto, and then a couple hours later we had a pasta, meal. So I'm telling him, you know, don't put so much on my plate. And of course he's mounding it on there. And it was, the sauce he had on it. It was like a ziti noodle, but the sauce he put on there was half Alfredo and half red sauce. It was to die for. It was delicious. And I said to him, you know, don't put so much. And he's my way younger cousin. For example, he was 10, and he's one of twins. He was 10 when I got married. So he's like, you can't tell me what to do anymore, da-da-da, and, you know, gives me this huge plate. So my other cousin was sitting next to me, so I was lucky to be able to scrape some of it off or be rolling home. And then after that, we just hung out. And everybody hung out, and they talked and everything, and he had this roast and all these side vegetables and everything else. And so like 2 hours later, the roast comes out and the vegetables and, you know, all of the sides. And I am thinking, I cannot believe we have sat here and have eaten for about 6 hours, you know, starting from the antipasto meal, you know, or you know, before meal, you know, the appetizers. And oh, by the way, the appetizers, there was like fresh crab dip that he made. There were shrimp. It was heaven. And so, you know, by the time we were done, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I cannot eat another bite and clear up everything. And guess what? Yes, it's dessert time. And of course, he has a espresso maker. Of course he does, right? And, you know, he brought down espresso and we had all this amazing food. So I am thinking there is no way I am going to get on the scale for the next month, but all in all, with all of my traveling and everything else, I'm really happy, that I didn't gain a ton of weight, and I'll share that with you in just a little bit. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about focus, accountability, and routine. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, Felice Gerwitz here, and I want to share with you something that is dear to my heart, and that is saving you money. Can you use encouragement for your homeschool journey? Have you been searching for an online learning program designed to ground your family in a Christian worldview? Well, now you can at MediaAngelsMembership.com. Our affordable membership packages fit your budget and busy life. Now you can access customized membership packages for your homeschooling family from the extensive Media Angels library of books, classes, and Bible studies. You may select the ebook bundle, the creation bundle, the premium bundle, or the forever bundle. Each bundled set will save you vast amounts of money. Our packages begin at less than $10, and you can use it for the whole family. So go to MediaAngelsMembership.com for more information. That's MediaAngelsMembership.com. You'll be glad you did. Well, hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz, and I hope I didn't make you hungry in the first half of this podcast. This is podcast 202, and today, believe it or not, we're going to talk about exercise and diet during the summer. And so, as I shared with you earlier, the show notes are on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, and you can follow us on the website at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com or on any of your favorite podcast apps. You can also download the show and listen to it later on your time on your computer, or just save it as a favorite in your podcast app and listen to it later. So, you know, today I've been talking to you about, you know, making a plan. So I knew I was going to be gone, and I was making a plan that I would not eat too much and hopefully get a chance to walk. The second was focus, because I was focused on the fact that I did not want to gain back 10 pounds while I was on this trip. Plus, I still have an additional 10 that I would like to lose. That I was going to be careful on the things I ate. So I was looking for things other than at my cousin's house that were going to focus on, you know, having salad as a base. And, you know, sometimes salad doesn't fill you up, and especially if you use a lot of fatty dressings and bacon and whatever, you might as well have food. So do look to see what kind of dressing, ask for it on the side. And I will tell you, I love salad dressing, so I would really like it glopped on. The more the better, but I've gotten really good in years, past, where I realized I was consuming more calories just eating a salad, thinking I was eating healthy and not really eating as healthy as I would like. The other is, you know, choosing grilled foods as much as possible. Now, the summer months are so great for that. In fact, my cousin was saying that he would have grilled out if the weather had been better, because the forecast was that it was going to rain all day, and it did rain later in the day, but we were blessed to have a small segment of the day that was sunny. I still had on a long sleeve sweater and pants because I was cool, but that is optimal if you can do that, you know, have some grilled foods. The other is when you take portions, to cut it in half, like the huge plate of pasta that he handed me. If I had eaten that, I wouldn't have been able to eat anything else the rest of the day. So, you know, give it to someone else. Or leave it on your plate. If you can do that, that is so awesome. I have a really hard time leaving food on my plate without wanting to nibble and eat more. So if you are one of those people that can do it, that is great. I can't, so I try to give it away to someone else, and that way it prevents me from eating it. Another way to have some of those summer foods available is to use either a crock pot or a pressure cooker, you know, known now as an Instant Pot. You know, my day was called a pressure cooker, and I do have an Instant Pot. I really like it, but it really is, you know, every time I pull it out, I go, this is a pressure cooker. And so it really helps a lot, and I really enjoy it because I can take two entire chickens, cut them up, and pressure cook it, and then I can use that chicken for all different kinds of things. I can do shredded chicken. I can use it in soups. You will be surprised at how good soup is for losing weight. You know, they have those commercials where people are eating, you know, canned soup and they're losing weight. It really does help because, for one thing, you're consuming liquids and that is filling. The second thing is you're consuming hot liquids, which are not always great on a hot summer day. You may not want to do it, but soup to me is like my comfort food. I love it. And so I have some great recipes for fajita soup and things like that. I actually use a starter mix. I know I actually have some organic fajita mix that I could use. And I'm still perfecting that recipe, so I can't share it with you yet. And I mix that with some chicken base that is also organic. But I haven't quite hit the right recipe. I've tried a lot of different recipes online, and there's a particular flavor I'm looking for. So I'm still working on that. But I will tend to order fajita soup or something like that that is in a light broth. You can go some places and it's really thick and it's goopy, and that's not how I like it. So you can use that. You can use the pressure cooked chicken, or you can even use grilled chicken that has a fajita flavor on it if you like that. Or just use the chicken and chicken soup, which is part of what I do with it. My kids love barbecue, so shredded chicken for barbecue sandwiches are great. So like I said, you can do a lot of things with that. The other thing it does is it helps you when you're planning ahead of time for meals. It helps you to keep those foods that you should be avoiding away from the table and so forth. Other than salads, fresh fruits and vegetables are great. And again, by fresh, I mean not overly cooking it, not cooking it in a ton of, fats. I use a coconut oil that I love that is an unflavored coconut oil. It is awesome. And I use it on a lot of I cook with it a lot, and I even bake with it. So I'll have to share that with you. Funny aside, when my cousins were here, the twins were making us a meal, and I did not have any vegetable oil for frying the chicken cutlets. And when I offered the coconut oil, I thought they were going to die. All of our families have had restaurants. Most of my extended family's parents have had restaurants. So we've all grown up working in a restaurant. So we all think that we're these fabulous cooks. But I'm trying not to laugh so I can podcast here. But you should have seen the look on their face. It was priceless when I offered coconut oil to fry the chicken cutlets. They ended up frying it in my, very expensive, but better alternative to them, and that was olive oil. I have heard some things lately about avoiding olive oil in high temperatures, that it is not a good thing. And I think part of that is because most olive oils are not pure anymore, and they cut it with other oils that will turn it rancid. And one of the ways you know that you have a good olive oil is if you use it in salad dressings and you refrigerate it, which we refrigerate everything here in Florida, it will get hard. So you have to leave it out. And that's how you know that it is a good oil, that it will get hard. Because if it doesn't, then you do not have a good olive oil. And so those are the things, understanding the ratio of carbs to proteins and looking at these things is again, important in avoiding those fatty foods. The other day, we had something that I really liked, and I was trying to avoid it. So I just took a bunch of salad. Now, I love grape tomatoes. To me, I could just sit and eat those tomatoes in particular over, sliced tomatoes. And so I just had a huge bunch of salad on my plate, and I put it, I always used a salad bowl in the past, and I started taking, again, this is like a plan and a focus, I started taking the salad and putting it on the big plate, because that does what? Of course we know it keeps us from putting so much food on there, right? So, and I didn't put any salad dressing on it, and I'm not a high salt person. My husband puts salt on everything, and he does not eat salad dressing. But I just sat and nibbled on the salad without any dressing, and of course my beloved grape tomatoes. And you know, everybody was talking and I was talking to the family. And by the time I had finished nibbling on the salad, I was not, did not want any more food. So that worked out great for me. And the other thing I want to talk about is accountability. You know, I shared about that earlier with you guys that, you know, just having this podcast and this ability to share my story with you has helped me tremendously. And it has also helped other people who have written in and shared with me their progress and how well they're doing and just the encouragement it gave them that I was brave enough to podcast. Only I would podcast about exercising to make myself exercise. But it has really worked because I can't tell you how many years I've wanted to start exercising and just haven't. I am going to tell you a little bit about a failure coming up, and also my weight gain, I promise that. But anyway, so having accountability, whether it's someone in your family, a friend, or someone that you can talk to is a great, and it really is an inspirer. And then the other thing is routine. I found that when I got home, I basically fell off the wagon, not so much in eating, but in walking. Now, I did look at my results, and I was really happy to see that I have still walked about let me look here really quick as I give you the numbers, because I don't really want it to be false, but at least five miles to 8 miles. Again, it's not my 23 that I did that 1 week, but I have not been on the treadmill at all. And so I am going, when I'm done with this podcast, I am going to go downstairs and go out to Lanai, and I am going to walk at least 5 miles. And so, you know, that will make it at least 10 miles, and I'm not at the end of the week. So I'm doing good. You're hearing this on a Saturday if you're listening to it as it just came out, but I tend to podcast earlier. So I still have time in my week to try to make that goal, because now that I've walked 23 miles that 1 week, my goal has changed from a very small amount. I think when I first started podcasting, I was happy to walk 1 mile a day and even get up to that amount. I wasn't even at that amount at the time. To 7 miles a week, 5 to 7. And here I am, you know, happy to report that I haven't even gotten through the week yet, and I've already walked 5 miles. So I'm going to try really hard to get between that 10 and 15 miles, and then to hopefully to 20 miles a week at least. We'll see how I do. I'll report back soon about that. But the routine is so important, because I got out of a routine when I left, and then, you know, I walked just because we were gone and we walked a lot. And, you know, when I came back, there was so much to do and, you know, laundry to do and a whole bunch of other work that I had to finish, that it just seemed like, you know, all that went out the window. So routine is so important. If you can keep to it, if you know when you can do it. For those of you with little kids, that is not easy. So you kind of have to grab your time whenever you can with the kids. So, you know, however you do that, just make it happen. And then the other and last thing I want to share with you is how much weight I gained, actually, in that time I was gone, and I've since lost it. But I actually gained 2 pounds. So I think that is pretty good, considering we did not eat low fat, and I could not say no to the carbs and, you know, avoid them as much as I would have liked to. And then with all the graduation festivities and the food and so forth and so on, again, it was difficult. But I'm really happy that I did not come back and get on the scales and find out I had gained back all 10 pounds. That would have been horrible. So I'm hoping that this is a motivation to all of you, and that you can, you know, plan, focus, have accountability, and keep a routine in your exercise plan. And, you know, whatever you're doing that works, share it with me. You can contact me at felice@mediaangels.com or leave a comment on this podcast. It's podcast 202, Exercise and Diet during the summer. Hey guys, thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate your listening and support. And again, reach out if you can and share your story with me. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.